Being that, as I mentioned, is the special opportune day for them to achieve the highest levels of kapara together with kedusha, so it's proper that a person always should proceed the day of the chupa by allocating sufficient amount of funds to different organizations and institutions of Torah. וצריך שהחתן ללבוש בגדי שבת בכל שבעת ימי המשתה. So being that it's שבעת ימי המשתה, every day is a special day. So בגדי שבת are to be worn by the חתן. Also when it comes to kalah, she has to also be dressed properly accordingly. So being that nowadays we don't have בגדי יום טוב, בגדי שבת, בגדי ראש חודש. In the olden days, even though there was major poverty, but nevertheless, there is such a thing that they had different types of begadim. Nowadays, we only have Big Day Shabbat and weekday clothing. So Big Day Shabbat, this is what we have. So therefore, on special days such as this, Afilu, it's written that individuals that are invited to go to a wedding in honor of Chatan and Kala are supposed to be wearing Big Day Shabbat. So therefore, a person during his Shiv'at, Yemei HaMishteh, Shev Berachot, during those days, he's supposed to be wearing Big Day Shabbat all the days. So there is a major question as follows. If a person is supposed to get married during the daytime, so till when is he going to continue to say Sheva Berachot? Sheva Berachot are supposed to be said as long as certain criteria are met. So the Chatan and the Kala, number one, that's a very interesting Nekuda, by the way. Rav Ovadia, in many years ago, I believe either Chelek Rishon or Chelek Sheni, Yabia Omer, that he wrote at least around 65 years ago. So he wrote over there that the fact that Chatan and the Kala get married, and right away, the next day, they fly away, Rahman al-Islam, many types of, besides the fact that you don't get to do Sheva Berachot, besides this, because it's only the first 7 days of the Chupa, can you do if certain criteria are met. Besides that, the fact that they go away on a trip, it has many different types of complications and potential Isurim to be violated. So therefore, he writes over there how important it is that it should be, if they want to have, to go away on a vacation, it should be definitely afterwards, and it should be at the time that she's Tehora, etc. So the bottom line, he writes over here, Rav Yitzchak Yosef is writing, that if the chuppah is being performed during the daytime, so let's say it's going to be done on Wednesday during the daytime. So very good. Till when are you prohibited to go to work? Till when are you supposed to say Sheva Berachot? So since it was done today, on Wednesday, so Wednesday is day number one, the wedding was performed on Wednesday, let's say just prior to sunset. So Wednesday is day number one. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday, during the daytime, is the last time that they could say Sheva Berachot. What does it mean during the daytime? It means the Seuda should also be finished during the daytime, before sunset. That is not possible. It's not like Shabbat, that you have Tosefet Shabbat. By Shabbat, as long as you start Seuda Shlishit during the daytime, and let's say you end Seuda Shlishit 2 hours into the night, you still say Retzeh V'Achalitzenu B'Yom HaShabbat, and therefore, because there is a concept of Tosefet Shabbat. Over here, when it comes to Beracha, it's a potential Beracha Levatala. Even though you started during the daytime, you cannot go into the night of the 8th. So nothing doing. It has to end during the daytime, Sheva Berachot, till they would be permitted to say the 7 blessings for the Chatan and the Kala, if other criteria are met, which we're going to need to discuss. But I said, this is as far as Sheva Berachot. So Sheva Berachot is going to end on Tuesday afternoon, prior to sunset. But what about going to work? Writes Rav Ovadia, that since the Yichud was done at night, so Wednesday night, Wednesday during the day they got married under the chuppah. But Wednesday night they did the yichud, the completion of the marriage. So therefore you need 7 days not to go to work starting Wednesday. Now Wednesday night is Thursday. So therefore Wednesday, the whole day also, the chatan cannot go to work. So he could only go to work on starting Thursday, the week after. So that is 7 days of blessing. And as far as Nefilat Apayim, so he says that you don't say Vidui. Says Vidui ve Nefilat Apayim, they don't say Beyom Revi'i,